Title: California Housing Legislation 2020. Content: Governor Gavin Newsom just signed a number of housing bills into law that were passed by the legislature this session ending on August 31, 2020. Due to the severe scheduling constraints placed on lawmakers by the COVID-19 pandemic, among other challenges, the legislature was only able to pass a small number of bills related to housing and tenant protections, despite beginning the year with over 100 bills under consideration. Most notably, some of the most ambitious pieces of legislation, including five of the bills in the State Senate's Housing Production Package, all failed to pass before the midnight deadline on August 31, 2020. We will continue to monitor the legislature's efforts to spur additional housing production in California as we head into the fall recess and the new legislative session starting on December 7, 2020. Below is a summary of the bills signed by the governor on August 28, 2020. These bills take effect on January 1, 2020, unless otherwise noted. COVID-19 Emergency Relief AB 3088 COVID-19 Emergency Relief, CHEW, would, between September 1, 2020, and January 31, 2021, protect tenants from evictions due to COVID-19-related financial hardship, provided that the tenant pays at least 25% of the rent due to the landlord. Landlord may eventually recover all unpaid rent from the tenant in small claims court, but it can never be the basis for an eviction. This bill is effective as of September 1, 2020. Housing Production AB 168 Tribal Resources, Aguiar Curry, would require local governments to conduct a scoping consultation with Native American tribes before processing SB 35 application to determine if the proposed development could impact a potential tribal cultural resource. The bill would make a proposed project ineligible for streamlining under SB 35 if the Native American tribe does not agree that no potential tribal cultural resource would be affected by the proposed development. This bill will take effect immediately. AB 725 Moderate Income Housing, WICS, would require that at least 25% of a metropolitan jurisdiction's share of the regional housing need for moderate income housing be allocated to sites with zoning that allows at least 4 units of housing, but no more than 100 units per acre of housing. The bill would require that at least 25% of a metropolitan jurisdiction's share of the regional housing need for above moderate income housing be allocated to sites with zoning that allows at least 4 units of housing. This bill will take effect on January 1, 2022. AB 1851 Parking Lot of Religious Institutions, WICS, would prohibit a local jurisdiction from denying a housing development project proposed by a religious institution, or a developer working with a religious institution, solely on the basis that the project will reduce the total number of parking spaces available at the place of worship, provided that the total reduction does not exceed 50% of existing parking spaces. The bill would authorize a local jurisdiction to require up to 1 parking space per unit for a religious institution-affiliated housing development project. AB 2345 Density Bonus Law, Gonzalez and CHEW, would allow local jurisdictions the authority to grant additional concessions/incentives above and beyond what is currently provided under state density bonus law if a project exceeds maximum density limits. Proposed changes also include a uniform method to measure the distance between a major transit stop and a project location in order to maximize the number of eligible properties within a half-mile radius of a major transit stop. Lastly, the bill proposes to reduce maximum parking requirements for specified eligible projects and would eliminate parking requirements for 100% affordable projects and senior housing projects that meet specified criteria. AB 3182 Right to Rent in HOAs/ADU Permits, TING, would prohibit a homeowners association, HOA, from adopting or enforcing a provision that restricts the rental or lease of a house or condo, except that the HOA may restrict short-term rentals of 30 days or less. The bill would deem a permit application for the creation of an accessory dwelling unit, ADU, or junior accessory dwelling unit, JADU, approved if the local agency has not acted upon the completed application within 60 days. AB 3308 Teachers Housing, Gabriel, Mullen, and Cork Silva, would permit school districts to restrict occupant